Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I tell you, people like Jim Jordan make me sick. They do. Oh, man. It's all... Stop the music. I hate it. It's all theater. That's all this is. He's coming Thursday. Jefferson County. Oh, whoop-de-doo. The Lincoln Day dinner. The Republican Party. Jefferson County. It's going to be at St. Florian Event Center. Whoop-de-doo. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee who doesn't do jack squat. Nothing. Some of the stuff off of Twitter. Terry Hunt did this. The reason Judge Boasberg hasn't been impeached is because of Jim Jordan. As chairman of the Judiciary Committee, it's up to him to get the ball rolling. Why hasn't he? He must agree with that Boasberg, everything that Boasberg has done. Jim Jordan is fake MAGA. No kidding. Speaking of Ohio State, this is really interesting from Annie for Truth. Follow the money. I want to know why Epstein was paying Dr. Mark Landon, chairman of the Obstetrics and Gynecology at Ohio State University Medical Center, $25,000 every 3 months. Then those payments were being billed to Les Wexner and his wife, Abigail. My guess, it was for treating Epstein's girls for STDs, pregnancy, and under-the-radar abortions. Remember, OSU is where Jim Jordan knew about the sexual abuse of the boys on the wrestling team and turned a blind eye and did nothing. He's going to be here Thursday. Oh, whoop-de-doo. I can hardly wait. This is from Jake TV, also on Twitter. The DOJ has indefinitely paused the unsealing of the final Epstein files, citing regional instability and national security regarding the Iran conflict. If you had any remaining doubts, then nobody can help you. Gee, if we only had someone in charge of the House Judiciary Committee who could actually issue subpoenas and have hearings. Oh, if we only had someone like that. Maybe that'll come up on Thursday when he comes here to Jefferson County and talks really tough on Jim Jordan. We're going to get to the bottom of everything. And, of course, does absolutely nothing. Here, Mila Joy from Twitter, ex-Twitter I call it. The following people lied to Congress and none were prosecuted. Andrew McCabe, Bruce and Nellie Orr, Christine Blasey Ford, Eric Holder, James Clapper, James Comey, John Brennan, Peter Strzok, Rod Rosenstein, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, Hunter Biden. Gee, if we only had someone in charge of the House Judiciary Committee to take a look at that and see if maybe something could be done about that and maybe something about the Epstein files, because that's the DOJ, Department of Justice, and we have a House Judiciary Committee and we have a chairman of it who is from Ohio, a real tough-talking wrestler from Ohio State. I didn't know anything about Doc Strauss. Oh, no, not me. No. I have no smoking gun evidence that Jim Jordan is being blackmailed, that he's being compromised because of the scandal regarding the wrestling team and that Doc Strauss, everything that was done to those poor kids, and that Jim Jordan apparently did nothing about it. What is he, assistant coach or something? I have no smoking gun evidence that this man is compromised. But would it surprise anybody on this earth if someday we discover that, yes, in fact, the reason that Jim Jordan does nothing more than talk really tough when he's on Fox News is because he's compromised? The man has done nothing. MAGA Nation overwhelmingly elected Donald Trump president. He wins every swing state. He wins the popular vote, landslide, electoral college. The mandate is there. We need accountability. All these judges who are doing everything possible, the FISA court and all these rogue federal judges, different circuits and all that, doing everything to block everything connected with the election results and block the Trump administration with all of these different reforms and everything. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee does nothing except go on Fox News and talk tough. And he's coming Thursday. Oh, boy, that's going to be really great. And you watch the local media, which is utterly and completely and totally useless, will do everything possible to build him up and say, oh, look, he's here and isn't this is in his, he's talking so tough and this, that, and the other. Meanwhile, no one's going to have the nerve to ask him one simple direct question. Congressman Jim Jordan, you've been in charge of the House Judiciary Committee for how long now? And what exactly have you done with all these judges and the DOJ and the Epstein files and all the rot that's part of the Department of Justice and the court system and all these judges who are doing everything possible to undermine the Trump administration? What exactly are you doing again? How many subpoenas did you issue? How many hearings did you have regarding these rogue judges? This man is in charge of the House Judiciary Committee. One of the big problems we have in this country is the judicial system is rotten to the core. It's been compromised. It's been just destroyed by Obama, of course, bringing in all these foreign-born judges and foreign-born lawyers and putting them up as judges, and the useless Republicans just go, oh, okay, fine. We'll just appoint them, and that'll be okay. We'll confirm their nominations. Jim Jordan's coming Thursday, and we're supposed to be really excited about that because we see him on Fox News talking really tough. Will anybody at this Lincoln Day dinner have the balls to stand up and say, excuse me, as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, why haven't you done jack squat to do anything about these judges? And where are these hearings? And where are all the subpoenas? What the hell have you been doing other than going on Fox News and talking tough the way Pam Bondi would go on Fox News and talk really tough, and Lindsey Graham going on Fox News and talking really tough? Jim Jordan is coming Thursday. Oh, golly, I'm so excited because so many things are going to change. What a joke. What a joke. Anyway, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. Thank you. Thank you. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. You can also see the show. There's not much to see. Pretty much an idiot talking into a microphone, but hi. On Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. So go on Rumble, download it, start an account. It's free. It's free. And you can actually be part of this Dimitri experience. Yes, that's it. That's it. The Dimitri experience. I feel as if we're bonding on some sort of psychic level or psychotic level, something. All right, fine. But by all means, do that. Our views, it's amazing. We're already in triple digits with our views. We just started on Rumble. I started with nothing on Rumble because Facebook has banned me because I had the nerve to share documents from the Department of Justice about the Epstein files. And they said, oh, that goes against community standards. Facebook is nothing but a government psyops operation. I absolutely believe that. When they put pressure on Mark Zuckerberg to shadow ban us and to throttle us and to deplatform us regarding the COVID, the plandemic, that's exactly what he did. And I'm sure he has gotten instructions from people like West Virginia's Wrinkled Rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, and others in the deep state, the Uniparty, to shut me up and make sure that virtually no information is leaked out to be posted on Facebook about the DOJ files on Epstein. And they're unbelievable. They're horrendous. They're absolutely horrendous. At more than 8,000 followers on Facebook, more than up to 5,000 friends. And just like that, they said, oh, no, you can't be talking about Epstein files on Facebook. That is going against community standards. The last time I went up against the government psyops thing with Facebook going against the narrative, it was the coronavirus, COVID-19. And I started talking about that, and they shut me down again. I don't care. I'm going to keep talking about it because I know it's true. And remember back with the coronavirus, and then it morphed into COVID, and those bats and those wet markets. Oh, lies. Everything. Lies. And they said, well, we just need a couple of weeks to flatten the curve. That's all we need, just a couple of weeks to flatten the curve. And the pandemic went on for months and months and months, and people's lives were ruined, and people were given this vaccine that is not a vaccine, according to the CDC, and on and on and on. Oh, just horrible stuff. 2 weeks. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Have you noticed that's pretty much what's happening now with President Trump in this latest war, the war in Iran? Well, just a few days. We just, you know, first we're going to blow up the nuclear facilities and, okay, mission accomplished. Fine. All right, fine. And then as soon as there's more pressure to release the Epstein files and to start charging these rapists, suddenly we have to go back into Iran. Oh, well, Bibi Netanyahu tells me that they're ready to attack us or whatever. Iran attacking the United States? Are you friggin' kidding me? Some third world theocracy that can barely get out of its own way? Are you kidding me? And Trump said, well, it'll just be a few days and this, that, and the other, and now it's just an excursion, and well, now we need help from other countries to keep the Strait of Hormuz open, and it's going to be a few weeks, but it's not a regime change. It's not a regime change. Oh, by the way, we killed all the leaders of the regime, and then we killed the next group that came up, and we're going to keep killing them, but it's not a regime change. They can't even get their story straight. But it's the same way with the coronavirus. It was like, oh, just a couple of weeks to flatten the curve. That's all we need to do. And this is the thing in Iran. It's just an excursion. And now he's begging for help from other countries to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. And they're sending Marines, 2,500 Marines, to some place there in the Middle East. It's just a question of time. You mark my words. And I hope to God I'm wrong. My fear is, and again, I hope to God I'm wrong. My fear is, because these warmongers that have taken over Trump's mind, who have done a mind meld with Donald Trump, these God-blessed neocons, are secretly hoping for some sort of terrorist attack in the United States that they can link to Iran. I hope to God I'm wrong. But they keep saying, well, we have all these terror cells here in the United States. And I'm going, excuse me. If you know there are all these terrorist cells in the United States, why haven't you arrested them? What am I missing here? What am I missing? I mean, other than my hair, which, my God, I'm just pathetic. Again, I hope I'm wrong. But do not be surprised if, God forbid, there is some sort of a terrorist incident here in America, and the administration, yes, President Trump and his new neocon buddies, link it, fairly or not, with Iran. Because if they can sell you on that, and don't buy it, please don't buy it, but if they can sell you on that, then they can say, oh, well, this justifies now. We need boots on the ground. We got to send troops. We got to send the Marines into Iran to kick ass and, you know, take names and do whatever Marines do and get tattoos and all that stuff. It's just an excursion. Oh, yeah, it's a little mop-up operation. But it's not a regime change, even though we're killing everybody who's in charge of the regime. That's what's coming. I hope to God I'm wrong. I fear that I'm right. And when you look at my track record, and again, I know I'm an outlier for so many of these different things, but so many of them turned out, of course, to be true. Including this thing with Bibi Netanyahu. I might be the only person in the media who is raising very serious questions about this man, if this man is even alive. Have you heard anyone else, including the network, Fox News and ABC, CBS, NBC. I watched the news reports this morning getting ready for the show. No mention about Bibi Netanyahu. And I'm telling you, there is something profoundly wrong here. This man is either dead or he is mortally wounded. The Iranians, their missiles or whatever, somehow got to him. There can be no other explanation. He hasn't appeared in public in I don't know how long. He hasn't met with any world leaders. He hasn't stood up in front of the TV cameras and been encouraging the country and giving them motivation and saying, yes, look, this is what we're doing. This, that, nowhere to be seen. The only thing that we have seen regarding Bibi Netanyahu were a couple of AI videos of him, artificial intelligence, making it seem as if he was alive. And as soon as they were called out, I've been following this on X Twitter. As soon as people were calling out the Israeli government saying, hey, this looks like AI, here are all the problems with the coffee cup and the fingers and the wedding ring and this, that, and the other. As soon as they were called out, they pulled down the videos. He hasn't met now two different times now. He has missed really, really important meetings with military leaders in Iraq, in Israel. The first time this has ever happened in the history of Israel. He has not met with world leaders. He's not going on TV telling people about what's going on and what's happening. You mark my words, I will bet you your last dollar that the Iranians somehow either have wounded him terribly or worse, have killed him. I'm the only one who's talking about it. I believe it's true.